From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Swarti bato amar dai baba kakar janma dilu ta chha.
A 13-year-old Afghan girl is married off to a 20-year-old man. Another in Ethiopia fights to stay in school. A 12-year-old in Cairo is raped by a man who will never be tried. Their fates limited by their gender. Their bad luck expressed in this song by a Nepalese teenager named Suma. As her lyrics go, my parents were thoughtless to have a girl. They had a daughter. While my brother goes to school, I am a slave. The stories of nine girls from around the world, written by nine writers and narrated by nine celebrated actresses, are the subject of Girl Rising, a new documentary directed by Academy Award nominee Richard Robbins. Girl Rising is the centerpiece of a global campaign to educate and empower girls called 10 by 10. The film premieres this Thursday, March 7th, at hundreds of simultaneous public screenings across the U.S., including the Fox Run Stadium in Newington, New Hampshire. It will also screen in Peterborough on Sunday and in Portsmouth later this month. Tara Abrahams is deputy director of 10 by 10. She's with us to talk more about the film and the campaign. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So why a campaign to educate girls? What challenges for girls in particular?
Well, there's no question that in the developing world and the countries in which we're focused, girls face unimaginable obstacles towards becoming successful or even safe. Gender-based violence, trafficking, labor, abuse. But really what the campaign is about is the opportunity that girls represent. A few years ago, our director, Richard E. Robbins, started doing some research about how one could reasonably and most effectively end global poverty. And what he found when he talked to the experts was that the most effective intervention was educating girls and giving them the opportunity to be successful in school. And from there, what he created was the idea of a film that would tell that story about the opportunity that girls represent. Rather than just focusing on the barriers, this was a way to tell stories about the promise and potential of girls all around the world. We were just selecting nine of them, but of course there are millions around the world who are going to be able to reach their potential if only given the chance to go to school.
And it is part documentary, it's part storytelling, it's part fundraising video, I think, in many ways. We see a lot of figures and facts about the benefits of educating girls, but we really connect to these stories on an emotional level. They're read by the likes of Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Frida Pinto, Alicia Keys, other A-list actresses like this one. This is about 13-year-old Asmira from Yilimana Densa in Ethiopia, read by Meryl Streep.
Each of our stories pivot on a single moment. That short pause between what is and what could be. In a breath, we can decide between what we wish to be true and what we can make happen. Meselu said he would sell everything he owned to keep his sister in school, to give her the gift of a life with choices, to give her chances he never had.
Asmira comes from a widowed family. Her father has died. She has a widowed mother and brother. And she depends on people like her brother coming forward to insist that she stays in school. Not all of these girls are so lucky to have advocates, but somehow find it in themselves. I think of Amina. She's a child bride in Afghanistan. Tell us a little bit about her, would you?
Yes, Amina was sold into marriage at a very young age so that her brother could actually buy a car, which was really the only way that her family could survive economically. She herself had a child. She's now 20 years old, so we've met her several years after the fact. But the reality is for many of these girls, including Asmira and Amina, the choice for their families is that stark and that real, that these girls are the ones who literally pay the price to help their family survive. And yet at the same time, if you turn that situation around, girls represent the future for these families and the opportunity to break the cycle that Asmira's mother, that Amina's mother, they weren't able to break for themselves. And so that is the most extraordinary opportunity we see as we tell these stories, is to represent that potential.
We see her at the end, you know, sort of symbolically climbing a steep hill with loads of other young women brides, or we assume they're young brides, looking standing next to her. And she's got this beautiful face, or the actress that plays her, we should note. The filmmakers could not film the real Amina out of concern for her safety. But it's such a moment when we see this burqa placed over her face and then start seeing the world through the burqa, through this kind of netted framing. It's such an amazing story that we, of course, in the Western world, you know, who can watch these movies, understand. How do you bring that programming, how do you bring those changes to the level on the ground where Amina is?
The most important thing that we've done is to work with world-class partners, NGO organizations, who are interacting not only with girls every day, but with their family units. Because as you've pointed out, many of these girls need advocates like their brother, their father, their uncles, in some cases, other women in their lives, in order to break through the situation that they find themselves in. In many cases, our NGO partners are really working with the decision makers of the family unit, or perhaps village elders, who really are going to be the key in not only changing attitudes towards girls, but also changing behaviors. Because we won't have social change and impact until we can change the way people behave towards girls and how they are able to allocate their resources towards sending their daughters to school versus sending them out to work and earn income for their family. And that is an incredibly difficult choice for most families to make in the countries in which we're filming and we're targeting.
We're speaking with Tara Abrahams, Deputy Director of 10x10. It's a group dedicated to empowering and educating girls. And at the center of 10x10 is a film, Girl Rising, which premieres this Thursday at screenings around the country, including the Fox Run Stadium in Newington. Well, for those girls who could play themselves, sometimes fiercely, I think of Senna in Peru. She lives in this mountain village in Peru. She's a poet. She's expressing herself deeply. Mariama, she's in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And as a radio show of her own where people can talk about issues. It must have been a very strange experience for these girls, reliving their own experiences in front of a camera with this Western crew. How did you work that out?
Well, we were always very much in contact with them, their families, and their sponsoring organizations to make sure that they felt comfortable with that opportunity. And in many cases, you might have experienced the story of Roxana or even Wadley from India in these ways. Mm-hmm. They really relished the opportunity to think about their own stories and participate in the process of retelling those stories for a different audience. All along the way, writers from each of the girls' native countries worked with them hand in hand, step by step, to really understand what they wanted to communicate to others out there. And in some cases, such as Suma from Nepal, she really felt equipped and ready to become a spokesperson for her issue or for her life, really, and for all of the other young women who had experienced child labor just the way that she had for so many years and who is finally now having the opportunity to go to school and be successful. So for each of them, it was a slightly different experience. The most important part for us was ensuring that we had a level of trust with their families and with their sponsoring organizations so that we could work together to create a story that everyone felt comfortable with.
Here is actress Kerry Washington. She's narrating Suma's story. Now, Suma is the young woman that we heard singing earlier. Just a little bit of her story here.
I can't really talk about everything that happened to me here, but I will never forget. This is where I began to write songs. Only the songs got me through.
Yeah, we never really get the full story of what happened to her that she cannot even speak about. But we do learn that 50% of girls who are sexually assaulted are under the age of 15. 14 million girls under the age of 18 will be married this year, which we learn in the film is 38,000 times a day. So you on the 10x10 side, working with programs and organizations, yeah, you can talk to people about economic benefits, but what can these organizations do to influence culture or even policy? Do we need to look at this on a policy level?
We do, and I think that is where our organization partners come in to really guide us on the policy side and direct us towards the opportunities both in these countries as well as globally that can move the needle. on girls' education and other related issues. So, for example, Gordon Brown, who is the Special Envoy on Education to the United Nations, is currently helping us to work on a petition around child labor in India. Because, of course, in India, if you're working in a factory or other situation 20 hours a day, you're certainly not going to school. And that's a situation that many girls find themselves in, and boys for that matter. So there is a policy component that's critical, because until we can change the ways in which government allocates resources towards girls' education and other educational opportunities, we won't really see the large-scale change that this issue requires. And so we need to be looking at in-country, at the local level, at the country level, as well as globally, to ensure that this issue is on our radar and we're actively working to create policy change for the long term.
It's amazing. All of these stories are done in different film treatments, very imaginatively done, and wonderful in the way that we can connect with these girls, you know, half a world away in most cases. But I guess for an organization like yours, you get faced with this question. Do you sink a lot of money into production of a film like this, or give money straight to the programming and the girls? And I'm curious how you made that decision.
It's a very good question. And you're right that we could have spent the same amount of money to build hundreds of individual schools, or perhaps schools in just one country. But what we believe is that our specific role to play in this issue is to create a powerful film that's going to be distributed all around the country as well as around the world, and that film can change the ways that governments allocate resources, the way that other philanthropists make investments in certain issues, and the way that ultimately mothers and fathers value their girls. So in the long run, what we hope is that millions of people will change their attitudes and behaviors, and that will create more impact than building those individual schools.
Well, Tara, I understand you have a baby very shortly on the way, a baby girl.
I do indeed.
Well, congratulations on another girl.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us. Tara Abrahams is Deputy Director of 10x10. That's the global campaign supporting the new film Girl Rising. And you can find more about the group and see some of the inspiring girls in this film Girl Rising at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also find more on tickets for the national simultaneous screening. That's going to be at Fox Run Stadium on March 7th at 7:30, at Mariposa in Peterborough on Sunday, and the Music Hall in Portsmouth on March 20th. For more on those screenings, or to let us know about others, go to our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.